Hello again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan, and this is Casual Conversations, where we talk to people who are important to our world. Well, today, it's actually people who are important to people out of our world or beyond our world, because we have Les Johnson with us today. And it looks like the signal is a little weak because I think you're on another planet or something. Where are you, Les?
Oh, yeah, we're always on another planet, constantly on another planet. We are currently in a wonderful town called Edison, New Jersey, and it's actually raining, but we're always enjoying nature. So we're out here with nature, and even during the rain, we're out here with nature.
No, I know, and nature's always great to be out there and to connect with the world, and, you know, it's peaceful. This time of year, we're recording in the spring, so can you show us some of the flowers behind you there, the flowering trees?
Sure. I'll take you on a quick tour. I believe these are called the cherry blossoms. So let me give you a quick tour of the cherry blossoms.
Sure.
So the folks across the world who don't get cherry blossoms, can you see the cherry, a wonderful cherry? Oh, look at that shot, man.
That is beautiful,
isn't that beautiful?
What a great camera. Wow. What a great camera operator you are.
Yeah, look at that cherry blossom.
Oh, yeah. That's flying. You sound like a bee. You're flying like a bee up there.
Let's do an arc shot. There we go.
So, folks, the reason we're here is to talk about a brand new series, sci-fi series that'll make you kind of think about many different things, and it's forceful purpose. So tell us a sentence or two about it, and we'll roll a little video clip telling people all about it. And by the way, this is an audio podcast. This is also an audio podcast, so if you want to see what Les and I look like or another guest we'll have soon, you can check us out on YouTube and other social medias. And if you're listening, hey, enjoy the conversation. Les, tell us about Forceful Purpose.
Okay, in a sentence, I'll do it in one sentence. It's a sci-fi series, original sci-fi series, actually. We actually show Native Americans, African Americans. We show a lot of social disparities as well. We show a lot of social issues on today using the sci-fi platform to explain them through a lot of abstract concepts.
So again, if you're listening to this, you're going to hear a lot of information. If you want to see all the cool effects and sceneries in this wonderful new series, Forceful Purpose, let's roll the clip, as they say, and check it out.
The universe was downloaded.
Ten 10,000 years ago, a galactic truce was formed so that the reptilians, aliens, and the bees would share planet Earth along with the existing humans. But to everyone's surprise, the Earth is also a living organism, encountered by creating Mother Nature, a protector of all living plants and animals. But now, the Earth is crying out. The humans are the culprit, and the crystals need to be in alignment. The bees need a colony with a queen of acceptance. The box people were formed from the byproduct of all the various species and have the power to teleport. But now, the chief has stolen the breathing crystal and is on the run.
I think, Les, are you still on a run there? It looks like you just keep running there.
So that scene actually, so the little story about that scene, that was actually done by drones. Mr. Ford used his drones for all that running stuff. Uh-huh. I was actually pretty tired running through the woods as well. But the irony of that scene is I'm not running away from the crystal. The crystal is leading me to somewhere. So if you watch close, I'm being led by the crystal. So that's,
Wow. All right. Hey, there's a gentleman who works on the series with you, trying to get him. Dennis, are you there? Where are you?
Hey!
There he is.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm good.
Dennis, how's California?
Dennis,
What's that?
I was California.
Sunny and bright and rainy.
And you're in California? Hey, it never rains in California. What are you talking about?
In Southern California, they say.
Yeah, they didn't say nothing about the North.
Yeah. So, Dennis, I heard you. Well, your last name is Tuggle, but I heard you never have a struggle or anything. Is that correct?
No.
You
always have struggles. Oh. Let me count the ways.
Hey, guys, tell me about the Box People. What's up with them? Because we have a little video clip with them I want to show. So tell me about the Box People, what they're all about.
You want to go first, Dennis, or should I go?
You go.
Okay, the Box People are a wonderful group of people who have never, ever eaten real food. They've only been exposed to box food, and they're just now hearing that real food exists.
Hey, Dennis, so what's going on with you? Are the Box People there with you? Did they deliver some box food for you, or what? What's going on?
Oh, well, we did have some boxes delivered. All in boxes and all food.
All right, let's check this out. This has been a quick clip. Let's take it.
We want real food. We want real food. We want real food. The rumors are that real food does exist, along with clean water, and I want some.
Did y'all all realize that real food exists?
I hate eating out of a box.
Man, I'm tired of eating this box food.
All I know is I've been boxed out of a job, knowledge, healthcare. All I know is this box food.
Do you know that my mother took real potatoes and mashed them? She had a mashed potato pot. What will they put in boxes next? We want real food. We want real food. We want real food.
Want real food.
Okay, so. Oh, man. You know, okay. So I looked at that. Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Are you there, Dennis?
Yeah.
I know a little bit of jet lag. I understand. A little bit of jet lag.
The jet lag's horrible.
Oh. Okay, so, all right. So that's a very powerful cast there. You have Robin Castles, Harry King, and you have I Am Creative as well. There's Mr. Hall there. Hey, Mr. Hall's a very big Hall's a very big inspiration of this show, actually. I actually met him about, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years ago, and he was making movies before, and kind of inspired me to actually get into the movie making world. Actually, that's it. Real food, man. The Box People. We got to get them out of boxes. And they just found out that real food exists. They never even knew it even existed.
That is great to know that real food does exist. Now let's take a look at this picture because, you know, people know some Hollywood effects there, but the green screen there is kind of cool because you can make different things appear in there. There's a gentleman standing in front of the green screen. So tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so there's Dennis actually literally standing on the green screen there. And then there's three takes of him. There's one kaleidoscope scene there, the scene of him in space, and the scene of him actually with a photo shoot. And he's also signing autographs, man. He's a big star now. Right, Dennis?
Yeah,
he's so happy. He's so happy there. Hey, go ahead.
I make rare appearances.
It was a long line of people wanting his autograph. I said, oh, look at Dennis, man. That's cool.
Wow.
25 signature.
So I understand that recently, you know, you keep adding, you're on the 11th episode, or how many episodes have you done already?
No. We're actually on, episode 14.
14.
We're on 14 right now. Yeah.
Wow.
And I believe you're going to come in on 15. We have a new character coming.
It's funny you said that because our crack staff was able to get a clip of this new character. So check him out. Some people say this dude kind of resembles somebody else, but I don't know.
Dennis, do I see a hand there?
Let's.
Dennis, this clip that Cass has, how did he get the clip?
Here's the clip. Dennis, you said you're not going to tell it how we got it, okay?
Dennis, how'd you get the clip? All right, go ahead.
How'd you get what?
How'd you get the clip for Cass? He doesn't know.
Yeah. He doesn't know. Send a memory. Let's take a look at the clip, guys.
Man, I got to watch my studio closer. All right, here we go.
This is behind the scenes, all right? Exclusive here on Casual Conversation.
Let's get a little bit of that. Yeah, that's hot, man.
Here we go.
Action.
It's time to release the Robobees.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Who does the guy resemble?
Man, let me think. Well, you know what? That's the thing about the show, man. Everything's pretty much it's like an original. It's hard to compare the characters to people, you know? It's really difficult to do that. Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, let's take a closer look here. Who does this guy look like?
is that you, Cass? Dennis, who is that?
Dennis, what are you trying to do there? Is like box people attacking you or what?
Dennis, where's your hand?
What are you doing there?
It's the box people boxing me out.
Put the phone on the dashboard, man. It might help you out.
Well, no, I guess I have to be honest. We did have a production meeting and here's an earlier shot that was got together there. Guys at an awards ceremony. So we did finally get together and we did record a couple cool scenes.
Man, where'd he go? I just saw it.
I wouldn't say that character is very happy there and smiley, but I don't think he's a very nice person.
No.
He looks villainous.
We don't want to do a spoiler alert, but I tell you, you're very diabolical, my friend. Very diabolical.
We're friendly here. I was nice when we met, right? Look, the first time.
At us.
I'm wearing black, but you know, hey.
Yeah. That's nice, man. Oh, look at those awards over there.
Right?
You see the awards, Dennis?
Huh?
You see the awards out in the left corner, left lower corner?
Yeah, what's that for?
The what?
Okay, so when we got 53,000 views originally, 53,000 views, it was a big celebration over at Javier's. And we got trophies and stuff and cool stuff like that over there. And this is a great celebration. We came out the gate, we're like, okay, this thing is like, you know, we're not making it. All of a sudden, boom, 53,000 and 100,000 and 200,000 and 300,000 and 400,000 and then 500,000. Whoa.
I think it's important to tell people all they have to do is go into YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and just put in Forceful Purpose series and it comes right up. All right. Okay. So, guys, Dennis is back. Welcome back, Dennis.
Welcome back, Dennis. Sorry.
Thank you.
The box people got you, looks like. Are you okay there?
Yeah, they boxed me out.
Yeah, I know they did. The signal went out. It was weird.
Yeah, remember. You know why? Because it says healthcare, knowledge.
They boxed me out of everything.
They boxed me out of everything.
It's out of my housing, unemployment, Social Security.
Like you said, the series does take care of a lot of discussing social issues and complaints. And I guess it must be windy where you are, Les, there, because I'm hearing all kind of background noises and stuff. But it's all cool. So, Dennis, thanks for spending some time with us. And you can go take care of the box people. Tell them to go get you more boxes. Okay. And I'll finish up with Les. And we'll go. Thank you very much for being on Casual Conversations, Dennis. So what was this experience like for you? Did you like it?
What's that?
Being on the program.
What program?
I tell you, it's got to be the box food, man. I'm telling you.
It's lack of the box. Lack of the box.
Oh, my God. Please give this man some real food, please. Some vegetables, green stuff.
We need to go to a farm or something. So what was it like? Did you enjoy it? Hey, while you were awake, did you enjoy the moment on the show? Tell me.
I enjoyed every moment I was awake.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you found the phone because it looked like you dropped it in the middle.
Not to make excuses, but Dennis is putting in 72 hours a week, man. You know, nobody puts hours in like that, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to see you soon, folks. This is just saying goodbye to Dennis, so go back, relax, get some rest, because we got
nine episodes
we're recording, and have fun, and we'll talk to you soon next time. So, Les, you stick around. Bye, Dennis.
Okay, Dennis.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, Dennis. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Funny.
Oh, my God, that was exciting.
Dennis Tuggle. Dennis Tuggle, as in the struggle. Trust
me. Les, I think I know what it is. He was sucking up all the energy. See, now he went away. The signal's beautiful. That's what it was. He was sucking up all the energy, all the bites.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. All right, let's roll one more highlight clip of Forceful Purpose, a brand new series, sci-fi, that'll make you keep you thinking. And so look at this clip. We'll come back and we'll finish up on Casual Conversation.
As though it was written, the Anunnaki would return, and it became so.
Hey.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Encore. I love the editing.
Who is that?
Well, are we?
Who are you?
Okay, so that's a young lady. Am I back?
Who are you? Who is that on the screen?
That's me, Les Johnson. Am I still there?
Yes.
Okay, so. Yes, I was referring to that editing, that's all. By the way, if you learn After Effects, man, you can do stuff like that. It's all done in After Effects. Beautiful editing. And Dennis's voice is over. And he goes, so let it be written. So let it be so, or something to that effect. Really good. Really
Dennis,
good stuff.
Dennis, I think Les is confused. I found you guys finally. I've been looking all over the universe for you, and I found you. Yeah, you think it's funny,
Dennis,
huh?
He's the first Anunnaki from the Sumerian Empire.
He thought this came back to Earth.
Yeah.
Are you guys saying I'm wacky or something? Huh?
Well, okay, so we don't have a name. So for the public, we don't have a name for Cass's character yet. He's very diabolical. He wants to control, you know, the regular stuff that all rich people want. So we need a name for him. So,
hey. All right, guys. All right, guys. You know, I know you're looking for a name. Dennis, shouldn't that hair be on top of your head? Like backwards or something. What's going on? What do you think? Les, what are you doing?
On our planet, it grows this way.
Les froze. Look at him. We froze him. I actually froze last week. Oh, there you go. See, I went like that and he's on. Look at that. That is freaking crazy.
Les,
so what do you want to do? You want to give me a name? You're going to give me a name?
Well, I would like to, but I would like for it to be a consensus between the public. Have them call in or write in to you, and we have possible names to choose from.
I don't like people. I don't want to deal with people. They should call you, or they should call you, or you, not me, because, you know, I
okay, so... Like
but, are you scared, Les? Are you confused? Are you scared or something? Because you got the name kind of backwards there.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to negotiate this rain. This East Coast.
Are you trying to dodge between the drops of rain?
Yeah, okay.
I think Neo did it once.
Let me show you Mother Nature on here real quick.
What?
Yeah, I think Mother I think Mother Nature's messing with your head.
Look at that, buddy. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Oof. Look at that.
What is that? What is that?
Whoa,
over there?
Whoa.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Just don't fall in.
That is crazy,
well,
man.
I was worried about jeopardizing this phone, but
don't. Look at that.
That's nature, oh buddy. Forceful purpose. Wow. Look at the trees, man. Look at all this. Look at all this.
That's nature, man, right there. I see it.
Oh yeah,
mega nature.
Looks good.
Oh,
looks
we
good.
Lost Les. Look at that, Dennis. Now we lost him. It's your fault again. We lost the signal. Oh. I swear, you go to another planet, universe, and you got all these issues constantly.
Hey, you dress them up, you take them out to another planet, they don't know how to act.
That's right. He's trying to get back in, I see, but he can't, and it's too bad. You know, it's really too bad. And that's what happens when we take over the world. Dennis, we were just talking about taking over the world here, you know, and I need a name for the character because I'm going to get very pissed if I didn't get a name very quick, and sorry for the language, but...
Well, I'm tears for fears, no.
Les, are you okay there?
I think something like...
Sounds like a song. Say that again?
Yeah, tears. No, I didn't have a name yet, not yet. That's why, you know...
I think Mother Nature's messing with Les. I think it's a problem right there. Oh my God!
I'm trying to show Mother Nature.
I like you in the middle. I'm going back in the middle. It's safer here in the middle. And
I gave it a champion's effort here.
You sure did.
Champion's effort.
So Les, what's it like being on the program? Les, important question to you. What's it like being on Casual Conversations besides the weather and Mother Nature?
I'm enjoying it. It's quite different for me because usually I'm either behind the camera or saying cut. I usually don't do a lot of try not to talk so much in public, but I'm here. I'm here right now.
Yeah. Oh, I see where you are. I see where he is. Oh, yeah. All right. So I guess that. Forceful Purpose is the name of a brand new sci-fi series that will keep you thinking and thinking, like I hope you're thinking right now, whatever we're going through, because this show kind of turned out to be a sci-fi episode of its own with all the technical issues and all the crazy stuff and this character that appeared on the show in the middle of nowhere. Les lost his umbrella. And he's going cuckoo there, but you just search out Forceful Purpose.
He's here.
Series. What happened? Where is he now? Where is he? Do I see him?
He's kind of frozen.
Let me switch. He's in the car with you?
Am I frozen?
Yeah.
Get you both on the same shot. Let me see him on Dennis's camera there.
Move hey!
Oh, my God. You guys are together. Look at you. Oh, my God. This is a beautiful thing, man. Purpose. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so a lot of people say crazy shots. The show is crazy. But it's really... tuned in to a lot of societal issues from society. Yeah.
Yes, it sure is. I mean, if you watch the first episodes that are up there, just look up Forceful Purpose series and you'll find it. And so what key takeaways would you want people to remember? How would you describe the series? You know, if you met a friend, you kind of started describing it now, but I wouldn't look up there in that window there above in the car. There's Mother Nature or the Queen Bee might drop in. So, you know, like keep yourself safe there, guys. So if no one ever heard of this series, how would you describe it in like a sentence?
Then it's going into. Oh, a sci-fi. What? Sci-fi mystery, I guess.
Thriller mystery?
Sci-fi mystery.
Thriller. Sci-fi thriller. Who done it?
It'll definitely keep you thinking, guys, because
no one has done it like we've done it. Yeah.
That's correct.
The comment I hear all the time is,
"What is?
I don't know what it is, but I want more. I want more of it.
I like it.
I want more of it." Yeah.
It is. It is intoxicating, and it's it's sort of like I hate the word addiction, but it's a nice kind of addiction. You want to be addicted to this series.
It's a good addiction. It keeps
you entertained and you're thinking and doing all kind of stuff and everything. And you're like in a space capsule over there, ready to take off to another planet, guys. Man, you're like all over the place. Man. You're flying. A bee. Did you find the bee in the car? Are you trying to kill that bee? Is there a bee in there? By the way, tell them about the bee. The bee.
Okay.
Tell them
about the bee. Well, I don't know if the world is aware that if we lose bees, we go 2 years behind them, which means extinction.
And pollinate, right? Can pollinate and no flowers, no life, pretty much as we know
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
It's really difficult to do, and Dennis knows that. he loves looking at trees.
You know, it's really funny. My sister told me about this years ago, and I didn't think much of it until more so lately, hearing it from scientists and hearing it in the news. I'm like, wow, this is for real.
Yeah, it is for real. And this series is for real.
We talked a lot about
it. So
climactic change. Well, that's one of the realities that's happening. And other insects are disappearing.
Correct.
The food chain is being disrupted.
Any final words, Les?
I guess our goal really is to really it's really about humanitarian. It's a humanitarian show, really.
Yeah, we need to pay more attention to that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we need
and
to.
You're right.
We do need to coexist on this planet, and whether. There's many different ways you can educate people about that and let them thinking of different ways. And this is another new approach, and it's exciting and it's wonderful. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And you guys look out to see what this crazy character does, because I'm only friendly here, but always, you never know. Right?
That's right. That's right. And I have to say that our production level, it's pretty high, actually. Yeah. When I watched a clip of the crystal there with all those layers going, that was a lot happening. Hmm. A lot happening. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's we could have another whole conversation about effects and future live programs where fans can actually come in and discuss and talk to us and answer them. And maybe we'll have a contest in the future. Someone will be on the series. You know, all kind of things are in the works. So let's you guys look out for that. Like all the social media stuff that are out there for a forceful purpose, and get involved, because we're here to save the earth in the end anyway, right? That's one of the main
goals. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Final words, Dennis. Are you okay? Dennis?
Good.
He's good. He's good. Thank you very much for being on.
Good about what?
Life's good.
Okay. Next episode 14. I'm in space. Oh. Wait till you see what I find, man.
Oh, my. I can't wait to see that one, because I don't even know if I saw any clips of that. So
no, not yet. Like not yet. No,
I want to watch like everybody else, you know. And I can't wait to see what you guys did with the shot we recorded with.
That's right. Crazy villain.
Yeah. So, thank
you. Keep watching, guys.
Okay.
Forceful purpose.
All right. See you soon.